The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Good morning, comic book fans. It's Sunday, April 19th. It's a nice day here, but actually, you know what? I won't keep that ruse up. This is Saturday. I have to record this Saturday because we got a snowstorm here, and one of our neighbors lost a tree right across their driveway, lost power. There was smell of smoke in the house. So we are hosting them until they get their power back, so I need to be quick with this. Who knows when that's going to happen because it's a single house and, you know, there's a lot of power down around here. So they're taking care of the streets and it could be a while for them. Feel bad for them. But luckily, our house is warm. They have a place to go. It's good news. Everybody's, even the National Grid guy said, you know, everybody's safe. But I wanted to get this to you. This is the Bright Side Chat. This is Morning Comics. I'm DJ, but this is really good news. This is comic news. This is something that I've been really looking forward to, and that's looks like there's a chance we are looking at some light at the end of the tunnel here. So I got my email from Arkham Comics and Games today saying that they are going to be able to do curbside delivery, or curbside pickup, I should say, starting on Friday, the 24th. Of course, Arkham Comics and Games is my co-host, John Storr. He's down in Texas. And that's great because now we're starting to see places are going to be able to rebound. And you couple that news with the news from DC saying they're going to start shipping through multiple outlets, not just Diamond anymore. That's going to allow the stores to get new books. That's going to allow people to get their books. That's going to allow some money to start being exchanged so these stores can start paying some bills. I'm really happy for John. I'm really happy for the stores that hopefully this is progress that will keep moving forward and we don't have a setback. I'm also hoping Marvel jumps on board with this and their books start to come out. I'd love to talk more about this because I have obviously I have ideas on this. I've been talking about this since, man, before this even started or just as it was starting, about digital books coming out at the same time as physical books. And John and I will talk more about it on Thursday when we're back together. But I love what Scout Comics is doing, where you buy a book from them. They give half of it to the store that you list. And like I said, I'd love to talk more about this, but I'm kind of hosting people and I don't want to be away too long. But I wanted to get some good news out to everybody that maybe not in your area. I know in my area, we're not even close to doing what John is doing down in Texas. We're still in, you know, our numbers are still going up here. But it is nice to see that other people, other parts of the country are being able to maybe, you know, maybe they're at the, you know, they're seeing that light at the end of the tunnel, and hopefully things are only getting better from here. Even from us in Massachusetts, you know, if you can see progress elsewhere, it gives you hope where you are. Let's hope that all continues, everything keeps going in the right direction, and things get back to what we're probably going to be calling the new normal. So that's it for today. John and I will be back tomorrow with X2, X-Men United. But until then, or this week, tweet at us. Tweet at brightside_chat, or you can email us at thebrightsidechat@gmail.com. Let us know how it's going where you are. Let us know the progress because, you know, in a situation like this, I don't think it's going to be like a bragging thing like, hey, we got everything back, because I really think people want to hear that. Even I'm in one of the states that's, we're not as bad as New York, but we're not that much better because we're such close neighbors with them. I think there is overflow of what's going on. we're a ways away from starting to reopen here, but I'm happy to see other people are doing it because that means hopefully it's around the corner for us too. But yeah, let us know how things are going where you are, and hopefully we're going to be talking about some new books soon, and looking forward to it. So talk to you guys soon. Stay safe. Have a great day.
Hey, Fred.
Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors who we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.